Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What the letter reveals. I have to confess that having read this novel before, and having seen multiple movie versions multiple times, I've entirely lost the sense of when we are to fall in love with Darcy. I don't even know if it's a spoiler to say that we should. Darcy is the iconic literary crush, and reading it this time, I felt it from the first page. But I really fell for him when I read his letter. At first, he merely possesses the allure of the fantastically rich, undeniably handsome, and temptingly strong and silent gentleman. Then we get to see the quick wit and stolid confidence that let him hold his own against Lizzie. But here, in this letter, we see his real character unroll before us, and discover in it aspects that make him irresistibly lovable, and that make him a perfect match for Elizabeth, whether she knows it or not. I admired his insistence on clearing the record and vindicating his character. He says to Lizzie, quote, "You must pardon the freedom with which I demand your attention. Your feelings, I know, will bestow it unwillingly, but I demand it of your justice," unquote. He accepted Lizzie's rejection of his proposal, but he could not accept her reprobation of his character. I was impressed by his clarity of thought and his commitment to morality. It had not occurred to me, until he makes the point, what a vast difference in magnitude there was between the two charges made against him. For Lizzie, the injustice to Jane was probably magnified by proximity to all she held dear. But Darcy is exactly right when he says, quote, "Willfully and wantonly to have thrown off the companion of my youth, the acknowledged favorite of my father, a young man who had scarcely any other dependence than on our patronage, and who had been brought up to expect its exertion, would be a depravity to which the separation of two young persons, whose affection could be the growth of only a few weeks, could bear no comparison." Unquote. It was an observation that reflected his maturity and his moral seriousness. I respected his willingness to acknowledge his misjudgments and his own mistakes. Having heard Elizabeth say that Jane was really in love and that Darcy was responsible for ruining her happiness, he writes, quote, "If you have not been mistaken here, I must have been in error. Your superior knowledge of your sister must make the latter probable. If it be so, if I have been misled by such error to inflict pain on her, your resentment has not been unreasonable," unquote. And later, he confesses shame at the duplicity of having concealed from Bingley Jane's presence in London, offering only the justification that at the time he believed it to be for the best. I was impressed by his self-awareness about the feelings that might make him prone to misjudgment, and by his commitment to making sure they did not compromise his quest for truth. He admits that he wanted to believe Jane had no real feelings for Bingley, but he insists that he did not let that desire undermine his objectivity. He says, quote, "That I was desirous of believing her indifferent is certain, but I will venture to say that my investigation and decisions are not usually influenced by my hopes or fears. I did not believe her to be indifferent because I wished it. I believed it on impartial conviction, as truly as I wished it in reason." Unquote. I thought it admirable that despite his having been coldly rejected and harshly criticized by Elizabeth, he addresses her with sensitivity and refrains from blame. When his explanation requires that he point out the improprieties of her family, he apologizes for it, saying it pains him to offend her. And when he lays out the story of Wickham, he spares her the embarrassment of having fallen for him, saying, quote, "Ignorant as you previously were of everything concerning either, detection could not be in your power, and suspicion certainly not in your inclination." Unquote. And finally, I was charmed by the devotion to his sister, evident in how deeply her story pained him. And his mention of her when he says, quote, "Georgiana, unable to support the idea of grieving and offending a brother whom she almost looked up to as a father, acknowledged the whole to me," unquote, suggests their devotion is mutual. Almost as impressive as the letter itself is Lizzie's reaction to it. So let's talk about that.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.